From NPR Music, you're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. With new music from members of the Elephant Six Collective, Danger Mouse, and some trance music from the deserts of Western Africa. Let's start off with some delicate music from Laura Gibson. Laura Gibson grew up in a small logging town on the south coast of Oregon. Her singing feels transported from another time, perhaps from the early days of sound recording. So it was fitting to see that her new EP is a collection of Laura Gibson singing old blues tunes, including this one from Elizabeth Cotton, the song Freight Train. Freight Train from an EP called Six White Horses, Blues and Traditions, Volume 1. We invited Laura Gibson to perform a few songs at NPR, at my desk, in fact. So you can see that video at our website, Laura Gibson performing at npr.org/allsongs. Tim Feit writes music steeped somewhere between the blues and hip-hop. At first, that seems odd, but when you hear Tim Feit sing, the storytelling roots of hip-hop all make sense. This song is called Trouble.
Between a hammer and a holiday, holiday, I take the hammer each and every time. You just can't wait to waste us all away. All the way, while you save face, I'll be shaving mine. In a light, in a sound, in a light. I seen rapids, I seen rubble, y'all ran trouble.
selfishness. Some happenstance for your happiness. A first-hand taste of average.
You better hope time got your shit broke.
Tim Fite, Fite is spelled F-I-T-E, along with his brother known as Dr. Leisure. He's the one performing some of the interesting sounds found on a CD called Fair Ain't Fair. The Black Keys are drummer Patrick Carney and guitarist Dan Auerbach. Their previous four records were very heavy on loud guitars and drums and very blues-based. The new CD is produced by Brian Burton, also known as Danger Mouse. And though it's still basically a drums and guitar record, there are more quiet moments and subtle moments going on here. This song, from Attack and Release, is called Psychotic Girl.
I'm
the Black Keys. The CD's called Attack and Release. The song we heard was called Psychotic Girl. And as part of our concert series, we'll webcast the Black Keys live from the 930 Club in Washington, D.C. on the 13th of May. You can subscribe to our newsletter for more information. There's a link on the All Songs Considered page, npr.org/allsongs. And this just in, we'll also be webcasting a few days later, the concert by Devotchka. Again, go to npr.org/allsongs and look for our newsletter link, and we'll send you information on that. I mentioned the producer for the Black Keys, Danger Mouse. Danger Mouse is famous for having taken the beats from the Beatles' White Album and combining it with music from Jay-Z's The Black Album to make that underground record known as The Grey Album. I think he's one of the great record producers around. Danger Mouse, along with singer CeeLo Green, make up the quirky duo Gnarls Barkley, and their first collection of songs called Saint Elsewhere had that hit single Crazy. They've just put out an extraordinary CD, again named after a TV show, The Odd Couple. This song's called Who's Gonna Save My Soul?
I got some bad news this morning, which in turn made my day. When this someone spoke, I listened. All of a sudden has less and less to say. All this time I've lived vicariously. Who's gonna save my soul now? Who's gonna save my soul now? How will my story ever be told now? How will my story be told? Like somebody, like somebody else. Although he was imitated often, it felt like I was being myself. Is it a shame that someone else's song was totally and completely dependent on? Was it possible you were hurting worse than me? Still my hunger turns to greed. Cause what about what I need? Oh, who's gonna save my soul?
Barkley. The CD's called The Odd Couple. The song credits an Italian composer, Francesco De Marsay, known for scoring spaghetti westerns. And my guess is that that warbly harp sound was De Marsay's. The song we heard was called Who's Gonna Save My Soul? One of the influences on Danger Mouse was the music of his former hometown, Athens, Georgia. While in Athens, he released music under the name Pelican City, DJed on WUOG, and was influenced by the Elephant Six Collective, those creative and psychedelic musicians there in Athens. He even remixed music by Neutral Milk Hotel. The band's Circulatory System is another Elephant Six group. One of the members of that band sent All Songs Considered a song from a new collection of tunes they hope to have out this fall. So the song we're going to play is called Tiny Concerts. Music by the Circulatory System, and that's a preview from a CD that may show up in the fall of 2008. Another Elephant Six band is Elf Power, also based in Athens. They've just released their eighth collection of songs, and maybe their best in this decade. Spiral Staircase is a song we'll play. It's from a CD called In a Cave.
Say
Elf Power is the band. The song is called Spiral Staircase, and their CD is called In a Cave. 10 musicians from 2 different tribes in Niger got together as a symbol of peace. They're now making some fierce trance music with electric guitar proudly up front. Niger is one of the poorest countries of the world. It's in a landlocked part of West Africa. The title of this CD by Etran Finatawa best describes their country. The CD's called Desert Crossroads. I'm Bob Boylan. Our blog is the place for ideas on music, including our quest to design the next music format. So go to npr.org/allsongs and read the thoughts of a very smart and funny bunch of people. That's you. And go ahead and contribute to the many conversations. You can also find us on Facebook and follow me on Twitter under the name All Songs Considered. For NPR Music, it is All Songs Considered.
Coram delicas, alegas na terra.